Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Wednesday edition, the 22nd day of February 2006. Coming up in the next hour, we had her on briefly a few weeks ago, right when she got back from the Davos World Economic Forum and Summit in Davos, Switzerland, and she'll be giving us a more detailed report from her research on what the globalists are up to and what their future plans are with global taxation, global regulation, a one-world currency, and a lot more coming up in the second hour. Then in the third hour, we have a newspaper reporter coming on about Homeland Security going after Border Patrol agents that are firing back at the drug smugglers who've been shooting at them and the Mexican troops. You see, the government doesn't want the Border Patrol doing their job. They've been ordered not to fire back. We've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on. We've had retired Border Patrol agents on right after they retire exposing this. And it is unbelievable. That is coming up in the third hour. It's not just toy store owners getting Homeland Security visits or homeless people sleeping on the side of the road getting visits. It's not just marijuana dealers getting visits or topless bars now and libraries and non-terror-related cases. Now it's the Border Patrol. And remember what happened last year. One of the private mercs running a torture center in Afghanistan admittedly was ordered to torture, and when he got in trouble for it, because another branch of the military wasn't going to go along with it, he said, well, I was ordered to. Here's the orders. And they arrested him and put a gag order on him under the Patriot Act. So when he went to trial, he couldn't even use his orders. Again, that's like sending Heinrich Himmler, to the gas chamber, one of the top Nazis. But if you would have caught Hitler not letting Heinrich Himmler testify that he worked for Adolf Hitler. It's just unbelievable that this type of stuff is going on right in plain view. Coming up after this quick break, I'm going to really try to give people, if I can, the big picture from my long-term research about the sellout of U.S. infrastructure, governmental and private, to foreign companies and even foreign countries. So I'm going to do a little five-minute analysis on that. We're writing an article about it today as well, Paul Watson and myself. Of course, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is the Genesis Communications Radio Network, often imitated, unfortunately, so we need more good people out there, never duplicated. In the meantime, there is a lot of other news I want to get into on the economy, but jumping in, lawmakers undeterred by Bush veto threat. Lawmakers undeterred by Bush veto threat. They're saying they're going to go forward. Arabs see phobia behind uproar over ports deal. We heard that from the communist Chinese when people didn't like them getting the Panama Canal or Long Beach Naval Base. Hastert is engaging in pure politics, saying there needs to be more research on this. And Schumer and all of them, that's all they're doing is scoring political points. This is total theater. You watch. They're going to go along with it in the end. And Bush is shrugging off objections to port deal while at the same time saying he was unaware of the deal, despite the fact that it shows that he's going to be appointing big campaign contributors, who happen to be from the United Arab Emirates, to oversee the governmental regulation of the ports themselves. So they're not just getting the ports, they're going to get the regulatory control over them. And, of course, he's got aides inside the White House that are connected and working in and for this company. The big bombshell, Cheney's got a gun. Secret Service agents say Cheney was drunk when he shot lawyer. This comes from a really good source, so we'll get into that. The hunt for dirty bombs has stepped up on new passenger scanners. Wait to hear about that. So much more coming up today, and two powerful guests right here on, well, the network likes to call it the Alex Jones Show. I've always called it Real Talk Radio because we cover real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. And we understand the true global paradigms we're able to decipher with stunning detail.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, now into the second segment for many stations. The first segment, a lot of our great affiliates don't carry the first little 5 minutes. Why do we do that live? Because about half of our affiliates do want to carry the first 5 minutes of each hour to have actual more programming time instead of a lot of the national propaganda news like USA Radio Network, ABC, Fox, the rest of it. But stations that request it, we also have feeds of the wonderful USA Radio Network, if you like that. I call it neocon heavy. I mean, CNN's neocon light and Fox is just neocon. USA Radio Network is neocon heavy. I mean, an occasional pro-gun comment or something gives it the illusion of being conservative, but overall it is not. Interesting way to start the broadcast, I guess, today. Joan Vion is coming up the next hour. She just got back from the big Davos World Economic Forum. We had her on briefly via the airport when she'd just gotten back a few weeks ago, and now she is back at her office and has gone through all the documents and the tapes she recorded while she was there at different meetings and also researched some of the meetings at the Davos confab that she was unable to physically be at because there's so many meetings going on at once. She's got even more shocking information about global taxation, global regulation, how we're going back under the British Empire. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what this New World Order is, and they admit that that is what it is, so that's coming up. And then in the third hour, we've got a journalist coming on to report on just a huge story a huge story concerning Border Patrol agents having Homeland Security go after them for doing their job. Just to give you an example of the types of things that Homeland Security is involved in. There was an article yesterday out of the Washington Post how they're raiding libraries all over the country, not looking for child porn like they should be doing, but just raiding people and spying on people in the libraries, making sure they don't visit regular porn sites. As if it isn't just the job of the local library association for your city, county, or state, as if it isn't the job for them to install the filtering software if that's what you, the citizens, choose. No, no, Homeland Security running around doing that as well. See, they're going to run the entire economy, the entire society. It's all being taken over by this system right now. Look at this little tidbit. This is out of the San Antonio Express News. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Journalist Bob Woodward warns the police state, and his quote is, 911 will be a footnote, but it could happen, and if it does, we will become a police state. We will become a dictatorship. You see, it isn't just Alex Jones saying it now. Everyone is talking because the White House is saying, one more attack, and we will be in Nazi Germany. One more attack, and it won't matter how many scams the Bushes run or their corporate owners run. It won't matter if Cheney gives his wife on the board of Lockheed billion-dollar contracts on a monthly basis, totally illegal on the face of it. It won't matter how many Enrons or Global Crossings there are. If you think the looting that's going on right now of our economy and of our corporations and of our public trust and our public lands and our ports and our highways, if you think attacking Iran is a big deal, once they've got a dictatorship in place, PNAC talks about this, this is their own battle plan, we're going to attack 63 more countries. We're going to be conscripted. We are going to literally have shaved heads marching around worshiping the Fuhrer. I mean, you're talking a total drone society. And if they tell these yuppies, hey, a police state will make sure you still have your baubles and your Tag Heuer watches and your Mercedes-Benz, these yuppies will do whatever it takes. Bob Barr got up at the big so-called conservative caucus 2 weeks ago. We had Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, on yesterday, literally, folks. We had a real conservative. We had him on, and what did he say? What did he say? He said, we're going into a dictatorship. It's clear after the next attack this is what's going to happen. But he said that Bob Barr got up and said we shouldn't make the president a dictator. We've got to follow the Constitution and rule of law. He was booed off the stage and hissed at. And Viet Dinh, one of the authors of the Patriot Act, he was the assistant, attorney general a few years ago. I've confronted him here in Austin when he was here stumping for the police state. He got up and said, no, we have to be safe. And he was worshipped, standing ovation, because these little Nazis, these little punks, these brown shirts, as Paul Craig Roberts called them, Dr. Roberts called them, want control, and they want it now. Now, I'm going to get into the port situation, but coming up, journalist Bob Woodward warns of police state. Now, this morning I called Paul Watson up. We had a little consultation about an article we're going to be writing as soon as I get off the air today, so it'll be up later this afternoon. And I'm going to try to, frankly, when I'm not on air, my brain works a lot better. I tend to get hyper and excited when I'm on air. And just with Paul, I rolled over a lot of the examples of the tyranny and really broke down what we're facing. And I'm going to try to duplicate that here in just a few minutes now. And, of course, Paul added a lot of his insightful points as we had this little discussion while I was driving to the office. I mean, just to give you an idea of how much we work here, it's just every minute is filled with battling these people because we know the time is short. They know the time is short. They know they're we can short-circuit the empire before it takes over. We can short-circuit going in to an actual communist-slash-Nazi state. We can... I mean, it's happening, okay? I mean, San Antonio Express News, one more terror attack, Bush is going to be a dictator. And then one more terror attack, and Hillary's president, dictator. And they're titular heads for this new world order. I mean, it could not be more serious what we're facing right now. And I'm excited. I'm also frightened. I'm concerned. I'm on the edge of my seat. I got goosebumps half the time. The hair on the back of my neck literally stands up late at night when I'm sitting there, you know, at my computer researching and thinking about this. This is not a game. This is not a joke. But I'm also excited that as this thing comes into view, more people are finally waking up. we're getting so many new affiliates because, I mean, I sounded like a nut 5 years ago going, they're going to carry out terror attacks, the government is, elements of it, and then bring in a police state. I sounded like a nut whenever I was saying the NSA is listening to everything you're doing. I sounded like a nut when I said they're building FEMA camps. I sounded like a nut when I said there's cancer viruses in many of the vaccines. Now, all of that and more is in major newspapers because they have to admit it because it's so public. But usually, they put a nice spin on it. It's just kind of calmly reported, well, we're going to have a dictatorship. Talk about bone-chilling, and I'm going to get more into this later. I need to cover the port situation because that fits a large piece of the puzzle to all of this. But we now know that while the former head of CENTCOM and then, of course, the head of Iraqi operations, Tommy Franks, we now know that when he talked to Cigar Aficionado and when he went up live on Fox TV and repeated the exact same script, he says this. In fact, we've got the clips on the computer. Maybe you can dig those out. They're now like a year and a half old, but I know they're in the computer. If not, they're on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We could probably re-download those and maybe play them later when I get more into this. But we now know he was getting $450,000 a year, and he stole the payroll to go on TV and push White House agenda. And they now admit he was given a script. This is even in the Associated Press. So while he's on TV, this is what he would say. Now, I want you to understand, I'm not for Kerry or Bush. I'm apolitical. I'm just saying what I think's best for the country and where I think things are going and what I think's going to happen. And then he'd go into how we need to get rid of Posse Comitatus and how we need more security. And he'd couch it like this. It's real sad, sorry to say, but it's what the people want, what they'll demand to be safe. I mean, he can't come out and say, martial law is wonderful, I want it. No, he says, I'm sorry to say it, it's what the people want, it's what will keep them safe. It's too bad, but it's what's going to happen. Just get ready for it. One more major terror attack. One more major terror attack. He sat there and snorted when he said it. He was really getting off on it. Because generals always, you know, throughout history, they love dictatorships. They love to stomp around behind the dictator. I mean, just look at history. He said, one more attack, we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. I mean, here we have this retired general on White House payroll, so not retired, all over TV, all over magazines, saying this script. I'm apolitical, but I totally support the president. And I think John Kerry's doing an excellent job, too. He wants to attack Iran. See, because there was no difference. There is no difference. They own both parties. And these party leaders, they all want to be part of the dictatorship. Because they're going to get more goodies as part of that larger equation. And so the answer to this problem is don't be in fear and then not get involved. Don't climb into your turtle shell. Don't stick your head in the sand. Don't crawl into the bed. Don't go in the closet. Realize that they can't get away with this if we say no. They can't get away with this if you spread the word about the alternative media. But, I mean, who even needs the alternative media now? It's all over the newspaper daily that, well, Bush says he's a dictator. Bush says he's above the law. Bush says if they don't pass the Patriot Act, he'll just enforce it without a law. Bush says he doesn't care if they pass a law saying he can't give the ports away. He has executive power to do it. Bush says that he can torture because he says it's not torture now. He's given it a new definition. Bush says that he, you know, at the signing ceremony, every day, Bush or his surrogates are on television or in the newspaper telling us, well, it's the Constitution says he's a dictator. Well, that is such a scam to say the opposite. They're saying black is white and white is black. Up is down, down is up. War is peace, freedom is slavery, all of this stuff. They are just saying the opposite. The Constitution says 180 degrees from what they're claiming, but they know the average person hasn't looked it up or doesn't know the facts about it. They think you're stupid. And yes, for a large portion of the population, they're not even stupid. They're just totally self-centered. So self-centered that they're going to be destroyed or be enslaved or a combination of both. And I just don't know what to say to these people. I mean, the level of lies, a lot of it's sophisticated. You know, they have sophisticated propaganda targeted at more intelligent audiences and things like the Wall Street Journal or, some of these political rags. But just general news itself is just lowest common denominator lying and spinning and obfuscating. It's amazing. All right, we're going to come back. I'm going to do 5 minutes on the ports, lay it all out, and then we'll get into a bunch of other news and take your calls. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
All right, let's get into the ports. First off, there's a lot of denial out there about the selling off of our sovereignty, our infrastructure. But that is a stated goal of the Bilderberg Group, of the Davos Switzerland, World Economic Forums, of the Trilateral Commission, of the Council on Foreign Relations. They openly publish books and periodicals. Foreign Affairs on a bi-monthly issuance by the Council on Foreign Relations. And they come right out and they say, oh, interdependence. We're going to lobby governments to sell off their governmental functions and to sell off the roads, the lakes, the reservoirs, the rivers, the ports, the highways to international corporations so that corporations will be bigger than governments. And already, last year's numbers, and it's getting worse, I haven't looked at the numbers in months, 44 of the world's 100 biggest economies are, in fact, what is Walmart now? It's the eighth largest economy in the world, just Walmart, biggest corporation in the world, at least on paper. There's others that are really bigger. And so already, 44 of the 100 biggest economies are not countries. They are corporations. And you can't vote. You can't see what their shareholders are doing. You can't see what the CEOs are doing. When they take over governmental functions, then they say, oh, this isn't open to oversight, even though they're now giving themselves by paying off politicians to then cede them law enforcement power. So all of this is going on. And I get on air. Oh, it had to be 3 days before anybody else covered it, just because I saw a citizens watchdog group that's got a good track record of doing good reportage. I saw them report on it. I did a Google search and found some of the corporate filings in some industry publications. We put links up to it. And for 3 days, I was called a liar. I mean, I had links to it on the website. People would call and go, where is it? And I'd say, it's there on the site. Well, show me where. Well, I'm not in front of your computer. It's on the site. Go look. Well, I didn't see it. You're lying. United Arab Emirates is not, and I got the same thing back in 1997 when the communist Chinese government took over the Long Beach Naval Base, the only major deep water port that can take large ships on the West Coast there in San Diego, at Long Beach. And I even went there, and the communist Chinese government was given that. In 2000, the communist Chinese government, through their company Hutchison Whampoa, which is run by the PLA, People's Liberation Army, and their oceanic shipping concern, took over the Panama Canal and, according to mainstream news reports, has between 15 and 30,000 troops at any one time rotating in and out of there. So a massive Chinese troop force, and this is a government on a monthly basis that threatens to nuke us. And we cover that when it's in the Financial Times of London, and people deny that the head of their military calls a press conference and says, we're targeting 200 cities. We'll destroy you if you get involved, not just in Taiwan, but in any of our national assets or any of our national holdings. So that's going on, and we're going to write an article about this and put a clip up for my first film, made in 1997, America Destroyed by Design, and show you where we went out there. And now they've got Freeport in the Bahamas, one of the large deep water ports out in the Caribbean, and their massive military stockpiles publicly being stored there, being depoted there. So people are worried about United Arab Emirates. That is nothing compared to what's happening with China. And back then, when I and others made a big deal about China encircling us, while they were threatening to nuke us at that time as well, and by the way, the Republicans on the surface would bash Bill Clinton, but then you'd find out it was Republican-controlled companies and this very crew of neocons now in control that were actually making the money off of the transfers. Do you understand? They go make the deals. They make the deals to give reactors to North Korea. They make deals to give weapons to Saddam. They make deals to sell oil field equipment to Saddam. And then they blame it on Bill Clinton. Well, yes, Bill Clinton, it's his fault because he works for them. Again, now he's a son of the Bush family. He vacations with them. Surrogate son. They've got foundations together. It was always staged. People couldn't get it and couldn't figure it out. And then CNN said, is there Asian phobia? Do people hate Asians? Why are they so upset about China? It isn't because they're Asian. It's because of the national sovereignty. You can't go buy up the Chinese ports. Most countries won't let you buy up their infrastructure because they understand sovereignty. And here's the Reuters story. Arabs see phobia behind uproar over ports deal. See, now you're racist if you don't want them to have it. And don't worry, all these Republicans and Schumer, the Democrat, acting like they're against it, the deal will go through in the end, I predict, and it'll just be a big political football. This is a distraction from the roads and the lakes, the Great Lakes, all of it. I mean, I remember seeing in 1999 where the World Bank took over the Great Lakes. And it was in the Michigan papers. It was in the Chicago papers, just calmly reporting it. And I'd get on air and report it. And people would call in and go, it's not true. It's not true. I've got more comments on this when we get back. We'll go through it. There are so many other facets to this, and it's horrible. It's horrible. So we'll continue on the other side and cover a bunch of other news. Bob Woodward saying we're headed towards a dictatorship, martial law, police state, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me ask you a question. Pose a situation to you. You drive home, you come home, and there's four or five white vans outside your house loading up your computers, your couches, your TVs, your jewelry, your pots, your pans, grandma's china, the silverware set, all of it. And you're going to get upset. You're going to get red-faced. You're going to run up and ask what's happening. And you run up, and it turns out that they're criminals stealing from you. You're going to call the police, or if you've got a gun on you, you're going to draw down on them and wait for the police to get there. Well, you see, wealth can be replaced unless you destroy the potential for wealth development and wealth creation. So as a country, we're not just being robbed of our goodies, of our baubles that really mean almost nothing. We're being robbed of our infrastructure. We're being robbed of our land. We're being robbed of our capacity to work the land where all wealth derives from. Derives from human beings, which are now called human resources by the globalist, and from the land. And all of that is systematically being taken. Your future, your currency, your sovereignty, your capacity to raise your children and educate them as you see fit, all of it is being systematically dismantled and looted, and the globalists openly say they're doing it in their own policy reports that are quite public, and they have meetings and say it, but again, it's never on the nightly news. I shouldn't say never. Now it is. They just put a nice spin on it. So There's another facet to this. There's so many different points to make about the UAE, United Arab Emirates, taking over the six ports. Now it looks like that was the first phase of a larger deal that could have ended up being as many as 15 ports, but six in this first round. And again, you never heard anything about it. That is that it was already foreign owned, and many of these were U.S. government built, paid for ports. Many of them expanded during World War II. We paid for it, and then in a sweetheart deal, it was leased for almost nothing. What they do is they say, they go pay off our politicians, the foreign lobbyists do, and then the politicians go, oh, we're going to lease it to you for 50 years, 75 years, or we're just going to outright sell it to you after the taxpayer pays for it and builds it. I mean, if that's going to happen, you might as well sell it to the local city or sell it to a U.S. corporation. But again, they're all global. And so this British company had owned it for several decades, owned these six ports, and they own many others. They're the biggest port owner in the world. It's again, it's the new British Empire. It's the old one. It never went away. Why are they selling it for $6.9 billion? Why are they doing that? Because they know strategically in the future, ports in the U.S. aren't going to be as busy as they had in the past, because when our fiat currency isn't numero uno anymore, we won't be able to buy all these slave goods and these baubles at such ridiculously low prices. So they have international agreements. The globalists get together in these big corporate, private, and quasi-governmental, non-governmental organization confabs, and they openly divvy up. They decide, okay, well, we're going to let China and its allied companies with government investment, we're going to let them buy up this infrastructure. And agreements are made. They're told in 1972, you're going to be able to have the Panama Canal. And then we're talking 28 years later, in 2000, they're given it. Even when American companies, this was in the news at the time. I mean, I did probably 20-plus shows. I did so many broadcasts just on this subject. All the details. Again, I made a film about this. We get into the Panama Canal and Long Beach in America Destroyed by Design, one of many topics covered in that. And American companies and even a British company offered more money. A French company, and they built half the Panama Canal and then failed. We built the rest of it. So imagine, we build it and then we sell it to them. We sell it to them and they get the right of way for, in some cases, what, 30 miles on each side of it. The isthmus isn't even that wide in many areas, but they're built up. They've got military bases all over it. They bring it in, and they're a country threatening to attack us on a routine basis, but the American people aren't worried about that. They're worried about United Arab Emirates, which people are saying support terrorists and are out to get us, and yes, supposedly some of the terrorists came from there, if you believe the official story. No, they're an ally of the globalists. They're in their hip pocket. They're basically a British holding, and that's why they're being allowed to have this. So the British Empire is just reshuffling some of its marbles. And let me expand into that. People say the British run the United Arab Emirates. Did you know that the Arabs only get between 15 and 20% of the oil money? And then they're incredibly opulently rich with hundreds of billions of dollars each, you know, of these royal families, the House of Saud, the Saud family, supposedly being the richest. That was nothing but literal goat herders in Saudi Arabia. All the civilization was up in Baghdad. And in Persia, over in Iran, and in Turkey, and in Egypt. No culture to speak of. A very small population of just a few million people. Almost all of them are Bedouin. That's why even in Saudi Arabia today, whole highways have to shut down if one Bedouin child with two goats wants to cross. Because they are Bedouin. The Saud family is Bedouin. So, I mean, there's all these foreigners living there and all these other Arabs that have moved there and Persians and Central Asians. They are scum of the earth compared to the lowliest little Bedouin. The Bedouin are gods. They're just paid by the government, even if they aren't part of a princedom. And there's thousands of princes, what, 8,000 of them or something, last time I checked, and there are hundreds of children in some cases apiece. So this is all going on. You have this population watching this, and the British government, and we've had British scholars on about this, but you've all seen Lawrence of Arabia. It's a true story. Or many of you have. You ought to go rent it and watch it. They literally just went and chose one Bedouin king out of hundreds of little areas that were controlled by different families, and they said, we're going to ally with you because we're the strongest. And they gave them thousands of machine guns and grenades and grenados, and they gave them British advisors, and they took over publicly. Then the British took over Iraq publicly for the oil. And that's why, did you know that only about 30% of the oil out of Alaska, a little over 30%, gets shipped to the West Coast? The rest of it, all through BP, they're just giving it. And so they don't lose their market value price because there's too much oil. Peak oil is a total fraud, folks. They're only allowed to develop one small area of one field, and that field has more. That one field. And we've had geologists on, we've had executives on, we've had witnesses on, I've had congressmen on, it is admitted, I've had the late Congressman Begich's son on about it, they killed him, obviously, over this when he tried to expose it. In that one Prudhoe Bay area in Gull Island, they have more oil, and it is light crude, folks, almost sweet. They have more oil near the surface than Saudi Arabia. Tens of trillions of dollars. Gas would be 75 cents with inflation, and then you'd add some tax, a dollar and a half on average in the average state, federal and state taxes. So you'd be paying $1.50, and again, half of that would be tax or more. So this is what we're dealing with. It's a global oligopoly. What is an oligopoly? It is where cartels get together, different corporate owners get together to affect the same thing as a monopoly. A monopoly is where one company, one guy, one consortium owns it all. An oligopoly is where it's like the old Italian mafia syndicate with the 10 families meeting together in New York City. I mean, you know, these are admitted meetings that have now been published, and the mob bosses have even admitted to it, and the FBI raided one of them back in the late 50s. It was out of the farmhouse. You get the 10 families together, and they're all different corporations, different operations, but they set the guidelines. They set the rules. They decide who gets what territory, who will control what racket, who will be over what. And that's how this works. That's how the New World Order works. And that's all they're doing. And that's an oligopoly. Organized crime, when it was predominantly dominated by the Italians, at least for public consumption, it was really the WASP mob, the British mob, then the Irish mob, then the German mob, then the Jewish mob. You never hear about all those mobs. Make the Italians look small. The Italians did become dominant for a short time and got totally terminated, as you've saw in the 60s and 70s, because they started getting a little bit too much power. They got knocked back down to size because they had a good model. They were following the old Roman model, not just a British mercantile model. And again, all their documents, a lot of their documents have been released showing that. So the Bushes have been serving the British Tory mob for 300 years, we can document. They're a high-level servant family. And these families are servant families. Ted Koppel comes from a servant family. We've got people like George Shultz coming from a servant family. We've got people like Henry Kissinger coming from a servant family. It goes back to, take the Tudors and Henry VIII. They had servant families going back hundreds of years. The Dutch royalty, the British royalty, they have servant families. I mean, that's how institutionalized this is. And it's the same thing with the Italian mafia before it got broken up to a great extent. They had families that for generations people held key positions like, the Dons come from this family. The head of the family, is this hereditary family. The firstborn son gets it. And then after that, you'll have the consigliere or the advisor, the lawyer, and his son becomes the consigliere. That's the normal way to do it. This is how it works. This is how it operates. It's patronage. It's royalty. It's signet. Okay? This is how they do it. This is how they operate. And so the British totally own and run the Middle East. The Arabs are so stupid, the Arab leadership, that they conspicuously consume. It's been a long time since the Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan and people would have 10 white spotless stallions pulling gold carriages through the streets of New York, and J.P. Morgan would beat someone to death if they looked at him wrong, and the police would do nothing because he was the robber baron. And he was nothing. When he died, it turned out he had a few million bucks. He was supposedly worth $4 billion. Before he died. And when he died, it turned out he had nothing. And by the way, do you know who owned the British company that's selling this to UAE? Do you know who owned it? Again, the British, but guess, I looked up the company, and it's most of the stock is held by the Bank of England, and guess who controls the Bank of England? The Queen of England and the Rothschilds. Again, whenever a Russian oligarch gets arrested by Putin, and Putin's about to grab billions from him, the head of the UCOS, the big oil consortium. Oh, sorry, you don't get into the oil, Russia, because he was really a Rothschild's. Rothschild was the silent, not partner, but owner. So, and that was in the Financial Times of London. Just a little blurb in there. So this is what we're facing. Let me explain what's happened. Okay, King of Spain, you get most of the highways and roads. Okay, IMF and World Bank, you get the water and rivers. okay, China and Arab countries, you're going to get the waterways on the coastlines and the major ports. And because we might have some regulatory problems, Bush was going to assign someone who works for the company to also be over port regulation of all the ports. See, this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into hardcore tyranny. Hardcore tyranny. And the average person has no idea this is even going on. Police, why are you being militarized? Why are you being taught we're dangerous? Why are you being taught you've got a billy club as when we demonstrate? Why are you being taught that there's about to be martial law and it's for everyone's safety? That is the receivership. That's when the cops come with the landlord to kick you out of the house because you didn't pay the rent. But we did pay the rent. You see, when they come to throw you out, they come with a couple strong hoods, a couple of strong thugs, a couple of, strong grifters. And that's all this is. And the average cop doesn't know that he's working for a system that has publicly said you're not getting your pension fund. You understand 2 years ago, and now three, excuse me, they changed the law. I talk a lot about this. I wrote stories about it. We ought to go back and cover this. They changed the law beforehand to where you don't own your pension fund. Just voila, stroke of the pen. You don't own your pension fund cash balance accounts that they can now spend, use your money. If you don't get it, they won't even go to jail like Enron. They just changed the rule, and then the globalists put out reports saying, well, the pension funds are going to go bankrupt. Oh, well, Social Security is going to go bankrupt, but they're going to keep you in the Ponzi scheme. Did you know that you get out less out of Social Security than you paid in? Did you know there's going to be in just a few years for every three people on Social Security? For every one person on Social Security, three people will be paying for that person. And what, 30 years, it's going to be one person to one person paying for it with this aging population. They're never going to give you that. It's not going to happen. You're going to get Social Security maybe 5-10 more years, maybe a month if the nuke goes off. You see, and the nuke will be blamed, or the smallpox will be blamed, or the bird flu will be blamed. Oh, that's what caused the economy to go belly up. Oh, that's why we have to have martial law now. Well, you got to be patriotic. Never mind, we're taking your pension funds. Man, it was them Arabs that did it. Well, like the Arabs are buying up the infrastructure. Never mind that. The Arabs are the enemy. But wait a minute. You vacation with the Arabs, Bush. You vacation with the Bin Laden family. The Bin Laden family, if you go back, the head of the House of, the war chief of the House of Saud was, I forget his first name, he was this old war chief, Bin Laden was his last name. And so he was British Intel's head. I mean, again, it's generational. You go look it up. It's mainstream news. We are fighting with Al-Qaeda, British intel operations that they've had since the turn of the last century. To be technical, it's about 95 years since all this happened. So early in the last century, this is happening. Early in the 20th century. This is going on. And I just, it's all public. And when you learn about it, you want to freak out. I mean, it's like I pull up to my house, I'm being robbed. I'm like, wake up, look at them, look what they're doing, look what's happening. All U.S. military bases in the Middle East get built by them. They put in the air conditioning systems all over the Middle East. They do everything. Again, it's all patronage. You've been a good servant of the crown. You have, I mean, you've done a good job, and you're the war chief for the House of Saud. Do us a favor. We're trying to, take over here. And it's just so sick, and it makes me so incredibly angry to sit here and watch this happen and to just know there's all these enforcers and as stuff gets worse, a lot of these enforcers are going to enforce even harder, thinking, well, stuff's getting tough, man. I got to keep my job, or, well, if it's going to be a tyranny, I better be part of it. You better believe a week and a half ago when Viet Dem got up at that big Republican confab with thousands in attendance, big Republican meeting, and said, we need to ignore the Constitution and make Bush a dictator. And then Bob Barr gets up and says, that's ridiculous, and he gets booed. You better believe those neocons and those minions, all of them were in high level, cheering that. A lot of them were afraid. They're like, get rid of it. Because, I better keep my lobbying job. I get contracts from the government. Yay! Pure! Yes! Oh, I got to keep my position. Now I got $1 million house. My wife just bought that jewelry and new furniture. Oh, yes! Oh, I love it! And that's what happens in tyrannies. Every police chief, every sheriff they put in, every mayor, if they're good, they get removed, and then thugs get put in who want to run their own scams. And in a tyranny, no one gets enforced on in the system. No one gets in trouble for abusing, and so they can do whatever they want. So they all set up their own little scams locally, so we have thousands and thousands of tyrants with their own little private armies feeding on us. It happened in Russia, China, it happens in Mexico, it happened in Nazi Germany, it happens, it always happens, it happened in the colonies with the local governors being the king in person, basically, you know, his designate, with all the powers. In the name of the king, I'm taking your land. In the name of your king, I'm cutting your head off. In the name of the king, I say you can't write that in the newspaper. In the name of the king, I say I'm going to regulate you out of business because I happen to own a business competing with you. In the name of the king, in the name of the Homeland Security, in the name of fighting the terrorists, and no more 9/11s, you know, no more 6/6s or whatever happens in the future. No more. We're not going to put up with it anymore. We're fighting Al-Qaeda, and you people held us back, and you tried to defeat the Patriot Act, and you wouldn't let our security forces do what was needed after 9/11, and then the terrorists hit us with an A-bomb, and it was all your faults. And I have a congressman in committee hearing saying these people protesting the war, aiding terrorists, they're really a fifth column. They're going to let the terrorists attack us again. We need to kick them. We need to start arresting them now. Yes, yes, yes. They're the ones, you see, criticizing it, not going along with it's going to aid the terrorists in hitting us, and so we've got to arrest you. Now, you heard everything that's going to happen. You just heard the spiel, folks, and believe me, that's what's going on. Exactly. You gonna listen? Word to the wise sufficient?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Texas and others, we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to get into journalist Bob Woodward warns the police state, the greatest threat to American democracy, is a republic, buddy, if not terrorism, but governmental secrecy, and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Bob Woodward whose reporting 35 years ago pierced the veil of secrecy behind Richard Nixon's presidency. His darkest fear is that multiple high-stakes attacks can be launched on U.S. cities and targets. He said 9/11 will be a footnote, but it could happen, and if it does, we will become a police state. And it goes on to talk about Bush becoming a dictator. No, Bush as the pimp, as the front man, as a vassal ruler over a vassal state. Before I go to Caleb and others, a few calls before our guest gets on in about 10, 15 minutes. We got Codex Magica, Tex Mar's new bombshell book, and you get a discount on it when you get it with my new film, The Order of Death, new footage inside Bohemian Grove, and the history of the Illuminati and so much more. You get a discount on the DVD and the book when you get them together. It's only like, what, $10 more than just getting the book alone to get the DVD with it. So it's a great deal. And, no, it's even less than that. It's a ridiculous discount. Just go check all the new specials out. We got 14 specials on Infowars.com in the video and bookstore. We're carrying so many new books and videos. Go peruse it. Go shop it. Go check it out. It's powerful info that'll wake people up. And it also supports this broadcast. There's my first film, America Destroyed by Design, up on the site. Biometrics, Oklahoma City bombing being a government op, UN taking over the national parks, Communist Chinese taking over Panama Canal, Long Beach base, taking over infrastructure. So much more in that first film I made that some people still think is my best. I don't agree. I think it's a good film, though. Most of you haven't seen it, so get America Destroyed by Design at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. 15 cents a day. You can get a monthly subscription for $5.95. Get a yearly subscription to get 3 months for free. All 14 of my films, Loose Change, second edition by Dylan Avery's up there, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, video interviews of live radio interviews in studio, all my best audio interviews from the show, my weekly TV show that people could only get in Austin until now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership today or give one as a gift or call toll free to get the films, or they can answer your questions. They can also give you the mailing address, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Get involved in the fight. Expose the terrorist. Caleb, Caleb in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Great show. Great film. Thank you. Wanted to get your take on how the media is seemingly astounded about the Iraqi death squad. You know, this comes on the scene, and they're shocked. It's like, oh.
Day one, our government sent the torture lord, death squad creator, Negroponte, who's now going to do it domestically, unfortunately, setting it up. Over there, they hired almost the entire Ba'athist regime, put them back in control, and according to the UN's own documents, they're torturing to death 1,000 a month.
Yep, Negroponte's getting his Christmas bonus a little early this year. But it's hilarious how they're completely astounded that this could happen. It's like, Iraq is a democracy now, Alex.
And they say it's the government on their own. We're not doing it. They're doing it on their own.
Didn't you see their fingers had ink on it after they voted?
It's not a puppet government, no. The Pentagon's own documents released say it's all puppet and all the newspapers are fake, but so what?
Meanwhile, you can archive any one of your shows from a year or so ago where you said, a kindergartner could have predicted this.
Well, there's no predicting it. We knew day one that people go in, they don't go out. I mean, they have camps all over the place, 32 big ones, and then jails everywhere. And they don't like you in business. They want your wife, anything. It's the Ba'athist. That's why the Iraqis are so mad. They put all the Ba'athists back in.
Right. Well, it's astounding. Great work, Alex. Keep it up.
Thank you. But the good old boys go 1,000 torture to death's good. That's how we win wars. No, it isn't. The Pentagon's own plan says they want to make them hate us and make them fight because the globalists make more money if they stay there longer.
We just need to win the war, Alex.
The plan isn't to win the war.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to bake me another beer. I love George Bush.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.